Good morning, Grace Harbor. It's Dan. Happy Monday. How was your weekend? Ours was great. Yesterday, we started a stretch of unseasonably warm days that's supposed to run most of this week. And this time of year, unseasonably warm means absolutely gorgeous. Our kids were out in the yard with our dog for most of the afternoon. They had the plastic baseball bat and tee out and were hitting tennis balls for the dog to chase. And because they were entertaining themselves so well, they let me sit up on the back porch and read a book. That was a timely coincidence, as it let me get a head start on Read Across America Week, which starts today, coinciding with Dr. Seuss's birthday. Now, I wasn't reading a Dr. Seuss book on the porch, but I anticipate quite a bit of hop on pop this week. This week celebrates reading and encourages everyone to pick up a book. Here's the cool thing. There are so many options nowadays. We're big fans of audiobooks in our family, which totally counts as reading. We got my daughter an old school CD player for her room, and she falls asleep to audiobooks almost every night. We get them from the library, but you can also find digital versions through the library or streaming platforms and listen to them just like you're listening to this podcast. Why don't you take a few moments together as a family and share a book or story you read recently that you enjoyed? What was it, and why did you like it? If you need more time, you can pause the podcast, and I'll be right here when you get back. To celebrate Read Across America Week, Mrs. Rodriguez is throwing a dress-up-like-a-Dr. Seuss character party after school down at the public library. My daughter's going as the Lorax, so she's got a bright orange shirt and made a big bushy mustache out of yellow yarn. She looks adorable and hilarious all at the same time. I checked in with Mrs. Rodriguez over the weekend to see if she needed help setting up the party since she's still recovering from her ankle injury. But she said she's back to 95% healthy. She's got a small brace on, but otherwise doesn't notice it at all. I took the opportunity to say thank you for all the ways she helps connect our community through special events like this. And she replied, "It's not me. It's the books, the stories. They are what connect us." And she's so right. It's always great when stories are entertaining, when they're exciting, when they're funny. But the true power of stories, to me at least, is letting me step into someone else's shoes and point of view. This can be through fiction. It's always fun to be a heroic knight or a silly Dr. Seuss character. But I also love reading books about real people and real events. It helps me see how other people can have different experiences and perspectives than I do. It also helps me remember that everyone is a human being just like me. Our lives may look different, and they may make different choices than I would, but we all still feel things like joy and fear and love. That's why it's so important that we share our stories. We may never write a book, but we can all tell our stories and listen to others tell theirs. The stories can be as simple as what you did today, or you could ask an adult to tell a story about what it was like when they were a kid. In fact, that's a great option for your wind-down time tonight. We're continuing through the season of Lent, and last week we talked about being brave. This week, our theme is being together. Sharing our stories with one another, both about the ways we're doing well and the ways we make mistakes, can help us better understand and support each other. We'll talk about this more as the week goes on. For now, let's close in prayer. If you want to, you can close your eyes and fold your hands. Dear God, we thank you for the gift of stories. You designed our hearts and minds to not only love them, but to use them as a way to connect with each other. Help us have the courage to both share our stories and listen to the stories of others. Amen. Okay, Grace Harbor, have a great Monday, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.